The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. London has Big Ben, Paris has the Eiffel Tower, St. Louis has the Arch, Seattle the Space Needle, and Los Angeles...
There it is, right there. The Hollywood sign.
Los Angeles has 9 giant letters which spell headache for the people who live near them. More after this from Charlie. The Hollywood sign was designed to be big enough so you could see it from most anywhere in Los Angeles, but has become so famous that some tourists won't settle for seeing it at a distance. They want to see it up close. And thanks to social media and GPS, anybody who wants to can find out how to get there. And L.A. City Councilman Tom Labonge thinks it's great. He'll sometimes hike up there himself to greet people.
My name is Tom Labonge. How long are you here for?
2 weeks.
Nice to
meet you.
I do love tourists. And I'm trying to solve this situation.
The situation is that what's fun for the tourists is really annoying to the 20,000 neighbors who live near the sign. And in particular, Sarah Jane Schwartz, who's lived near Griffith Park for 35 years and whose neighborhood has now become the unofficial gateway to the Hollywood sign. She told CBS's Ben Tracy that on some weekends, as many as 10,000 people may walk past her house.
It's like inviting people to a public pool where there's no lifeguard.
Is your concern really safety, or is it just flat out annoying?
Believe me, I wouldn't be doing that if it was just an inconvenience. Until they can figure out how to make this place safe, this should all be shut down.
She has carefully documented the unholy mix of eager tourists and impatient drivers, but she's up against a movement far greater than any one person, a movement that Hollywood helped create. Can you make out what this tourist is saying?
Tick on the bucket list, I guess.
Tick that off the bucket list, I guess. That's right. She is up against everyone's bucket list. Good luck, Sarah. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.